And here's our South Florida Arts Beat Entertainment Calendar. And today we welcome back Deborah Margold, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. I know there's a lot going on, Debbie.
It's almost obscene, Ed, truly. I mean, there's so much. I can barely even get us out of this weekend.
An embarrassment of riches.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Of course, today is Valentine's Day, so all those lovers and wannabe lovers, there are a zillion things to choose from, a lot of them free, so pay close attention. So beginning tonight, Art Wynwood has the Art Wynwood Fair. It's actually in this whole weekend, and we'll be running at the Art Miami Pavilion. That's right in the middle of Wynwood at 3101 Northeast 1st Avenue. They'll be showcasing a diverse range of fresh and really edgy works by both established and emerging international contemporary artists from more than 13 countries and showcasing 70 top international galleries. You know, we don't have Wynwood only during Basel. We have incredible art there year-round.
Mm-hmm.
And the Art Wynwood Fair is a good showcase of that. And once you've taken in the art, you can head over to the Bakehouse Art Complex for the after party. It's a Valentine's Day themed, of course. And that's over at the Bakehouse Art Complex. That's at 561 Northwest 32nd Avenue. And if you have had enough of art on the mainland, you can run over to the Free Fridays at the Wolfsonian FIU. And that's, of course, on Miami Beach at the Wolfsonian Museum. Admission is free from 6 to 9 p.m. tonight. Also, it's Tropical Park featuring its Noches Tropicales series and a very special Valentine's concert presented by the Miami-Dade County Parks Department and Target. And this is a free live concert by salsa legend Andy Harlow and the Charanga Time Band over at Tropical Park, and the concert starts at 8 p.m. For something a little different, but an annual tradition of sorts, at Zoo Miami, our very own Ron McGill's hilarious and now infamous presentation on love in the animal kingdom. And this is just an absolutely wonderful and quite humorous celebration. It's limited to the first 500 people who reserve, so make sure you get there and get over and make your reservation. Also, it requires that you be 18 or older because they serve wine and cheese at the reception. Valentine's Day at Fairchild is no less wonderful and spectacular and absolutely the most romantic event of the year. And this year's concert is featuring a Grammy Award-winning pianist and UM Dean of Music, Shelley Berg, with Grammy-winning vocalist Patty Austin. This one has an admission fee, but it is, as we said, insanely romantic, and the concert will go on rain or shine. If you want to have a romantic outdoor concert right on the edge of the bay, head south to Deering Estate, and their performer tonight is Nicole Henry.
Mm.
Once you've had enough of great romance outdoors, continue heading south to the Schnebly Redlands Winery. They have their Friday night happy hour with live entertainment and wine tasting amid their beautiful tropical environment, so the party just keeps going on Valentine's night. Well, maybe this is romantic to real history wonks, but the free Friday night movie at the North Beach Bandshell this evening is the movie Lincoln, and that, of course, is free movies under the stores at North Shore Park Bandshell on Miami Beach. Next Friday, by the way, they'll be featuring Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, so it's all in what you like. This weekend also, the Miami City Ballet is performing their Program 3 featuring George Balanchine's boldly modern episodes and the incredibly brilliant West Side Story Suite. And the program concludes with the thrilling Tchaikovsky Pas de Deux, and that's at the Arch Center this weekend, Miami City Ballet's Program 3. And this weekend, of course, it is the annual Coconut Grove Arts Festival, the 51st anniversary, featuring the work of over 380 of the finest artists and craftsmen in the world throughout McFarland Road and South Bay Shore Drive in Coconut Grove. Jazz at Pinecrest Gardens this week is featuring Batuque Samba Funk. This is tomorrow night at Pinecrest Gardens. And if you like a celebration of Brazilian carnival and samba fusion mixed with raw 70s funk, this is your show. So head over to Pinecrest Gardens. On Saturday and Sunday, Miami Symphony Orchestra is performing Saturday at UM Gusman Concert Hall at the University of Miami campus and Sunday at the New World Center. They're featuring renowned flautist Nestor Torres together with principal horn Hector Rodriguez in a romantic program of their own that they have titled A Valentine Fiesta. We continue with free now. We have the Free Gospel Fest, first one down at South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center on Sunday, and also Sunday, the Free Gospel Sundays at Arch Center, this week featuring Dottie Peoples. On stage at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center running through March 2nd is New Theater's performances of Visiting Hours, Friday and Saturday, 8:30, and Sunday at 1 and 5:30 p.m. Also, a really cool program brought to us by Miami-Dade College Live Arts, and this is the National Theatre of Scotland, The Strange Undoing of Prudencia Hart. This is taking the theatre into a bar. They're presenting it at Grand Central right in the heart of downtown, which is a great big bar. And, of course, next Friday night, it's Big Night in Little Haiti, this week featuring beloved Haitian singer Alain Cavé with an opening set by Tradition La Coulaque. And finally, Ed, we have Driving Miss Daisy, the Walnut Street Theatre out of Philadelphia's brilliant production of the Pulitzer Prize winner by Alfred Uri. That's next Friday and Saturday, the 21st and 22nd, at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center.
Where can we find more information, Deborah?
And I have to say, there's a gazillion things more because I could barely scratch the surface at miamidadearts.org, all one word, miamidadearts.org.
Special thanks to Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Deborah, thank you so much and great weekend.
Always a pleasure, Ed.
$1 billion Rising for Justice takes place today from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a creative event to increase awareness, raise money, and revitalize the spirit of existing anti-violence organizations. The purpose is to generate broader attention for the fight to stop violence against women and girls around the world. This year in Miami, the focus will be on human trafficking with information booths, a full moon drum circle, and flash mobs. It's free today from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Miami-Dade College Wolfson Campus Plaza. That's located at Northeast 4th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenues in downtown Miami. For more info, call 305-725-1625, 305-725-1625, or go to 1billionrising.org on Facebook at 1billionrising Miami. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Special thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Charles Greenfield, Dan Hudak, Norman Van Aken, and Deborah Margol. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information, 305-995-2221, or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. Have yourself a great holiday weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.